good Wednesday afternoon, everyone. While I am up in West Union at the Fayette County Fair, I did have a chance, though, to catch up with Mark Grunmeier with Latham High Tech Seeds for our Ask the Agronomist this week. Hey, Mark, thanks for stopping in a little early this week.
Yeah, no problem. Good afternoon, Liz. How are things going at the fair?
Oh, it's a beautiful time to be up at the fair. Things are kicking off well. We're going to start talking about the new soybean traits and technologies that have been making headlines since last Friday, when it was announced that Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans received EU approval. Well, there's been rumblings that the Balance Bean also received the EU approval last week. Mark, what is the status for these two new soybeans in technologies for us?
Well, you know, Liz, pending approvals like this is just a bit like regulatory soup, and none of these technologies has received full approval, full meaning you can use the designated herbicide right along with a soybean seed. For example, we were excited to hear last Friday that Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans did in fact receive the EU approval. That's the final step in their global approval process. But the United States EPA has yet to approve the use of a new low-volatile formulation of dicamba, which is a herbicide that you use on that technology. So right now, the use of existing dicamba herbicides over the top of Xtend soybeans is just plain not allowed. So the bottom line, you know, Xtend soybean seed is full global approval, but we're waiting on the EPA on the herbicide portion of the system. And this situation is kind of completely opposite of Enlist, which is a 2,4-D resistant technology. This has been approved by the EPA as far as the herbicide portion, but we're waiting on global approval on the seed. And then Balance Bean, you mentioned that. That's only received EU approval last week. We're still waiting approval from other key export markets like China and a few other countries, as well as herbicide approval from the EPA.
Well, let's get to the skinny of it then. Since the Xtend product has global approval, does that mean it will be commercially available going for 2017 planting?
Yes, indeed. And actually, Latham High Tech Seeds will have 13 new Xtend soybean brands for its 2017 lineup. And actually, six of these new products are designated as Ironclad, which is Latham's trademark process for identifying those soybeans that have the toughest defensive package.
Ironclad. Now, we've talked about Ironclad soybeans before, but tell us again, why are they unique to Latham Seeds?
Well, you know, Liz, research has shown that the best defense to combat soybean cyst nematode, iron deficiency chlorosis, is really a good offense. Seed selection is really the key. Latham Seeds, back in 2003, was the only seed company to introduce Systex, which are completely SCN-resistant soybean brands. And because we're headquartered where soils are more prone to things like iron deficiency chlorosis, and, you know, our soybean lines have been bred to overcome it. Latham, a little bit later on, introduced the Ironclad series to make it easy for farmers to identify those soybean products with the very best defensive packages. These soybeans have been proven to yield the highest in challenging situations. And in fact, many of our Ironclad products took first place over the past 2 years in the first trials.
So what does it take for a soybean to receive the actual Ironclad designation?
Well, to be an Ironclad product, each soybean brand must carry a soybean cyst nematode and a Phytophthora root rot resistant gene. They also have to score an iron deficiency chlorosis and a brown stem rot rating of 2.2 or better. And then in addition, depending on the needs of the specific geography, Ironclad brands must also protect against either white mold or sudden death syndrome.
How about Enlist products? Are those going to be available for 2017?
Well, it's very, very possible, Liz, and two types of Enlist soybeans could be offered, and all this is going to depend on regulatory approval, of course. Both Enlist soybeans and the Enlist E3 soybeans will be tolerant to 2,4-D choline, the new type of 2,4-D, and then glyphosate and also glufosinate. And so far, Enlist Duo, which is a herbicide portion, is approved for use in the United States in 15 states on corn and soybeans. And that includes the six states where Latham does business: Iowa, Illinois, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. So we're really awaiting approval for the technology. The herbicide portion is really fully approved right now. And that's completely opposite with Xtend, like what we talked about, where we have full global approval for the seed, but we're waiting on the EPA. So really, Liz, we're crossing our fingers that both of these could be fully approved for planting, and if they are, we'll have both of them for 2017 planting.
Mark, I thank you so much for stopping by today. Have a great week. Enjoy the sunshine. Keep your umbrella out because I don't think it'll be too long before we'll need to use it again.
Obviously, this is Iowa.
That it is. Just wait a moment. The weather will change.